You're listening to URN Sport.
What do you expect from today's game?
I've got to say, I think both teams have been working pretty hard. Then they know that Varsity is the biggie at the end of the year, but you've got to say Trent if you're a gambling man, unfortunately. Hurts me. It's green and gold throughout, but unfortunately Trent have been very strong this year. Nottingham's defence has let them down a little bit, but we'll see what happens. We'll see if Nottingham can pull it out of the bag. I know they've been working hard for it.
Touchdown, University of Nottingham. Luke, talk us through it.
It was very good. They had the advantage of the additional ground, first of all, after the failed snap from Trent, and they made the most of it. A couple of good pass plays. Not seen much of that from the Uni in the past, so that's encouraging at this early stage. They tried to run it and got mowed down, but a good arm from the quarterback that found the receiver in the end zone, and that's encouraging stuff, I've got to say, earlier on.
So, Luke, there's been a foul given against the University of Nottingham. You're not happy about it. Do you want to tell us why?
I'm not massively impressed. It's a pass interference call on a ball that was thrown down the field. And it was just a very rushed route by the Trent receiver that time. He kind of fell over. He wasn't pushed. It wasn't the uni defender's fault. So that's unfortunate because that's given up a lot of yards now to Trent. He wouldn't have got that ball anyway. But the consequence of that, as I say, is now that the ball's moved up probably about 15, 20 yards, which is obviously a lot closer now to the Uni end zone. I think we're within 20 yards, so they're in a pretty good position now.
Okay, so I've just been informed by our resident American football expert that the clock does not in fact stop every time that the whistle goes.
Yeah, so on the running plays, every time, obviously somebody is tackled because someone starts with the ball running, then the clock is going to be stopped after. The clock will also be stopped on any completed pass, so that's when a receiver catches the ball and is then tackled usually afterwards. But it doesn't stop on an incomplete pass, so if the ball doesn't actually reach anyone, then the clock will stop at that point. And obviously this gets quite tactical towards the end of the game when you start to play with time, and it might actually affect what kind of plays people call, because if you're going to call a running play, then you know that actually that's going to run the clock down whatever. If you call a passing play, you've got the risk, I suppose, of the clock not stopping, which might actually make quite an impact, especially when you get to the later stages of the game.
We've just made it 12-0 with another touchdown. What did you make of that, sir?
That was a fantastic catch, fantastic touchdown. The boy did really well, storming up the right-hand side. Touchdown. A little excessive on the celebration, but why not?
Will Fields with the touchdown. And now we'll see if Uniov can capitalise on that incredible touchdown and make it 13-0. As for now, the score stands at 12-0. Now for the kick of Uniov to make it 13. And they go for it! He scored it! 13-0 to the University of Nottingham. Luke, can we get some expert analysis on that touchdown from Will Field?
That was an incredible play. It was passed out to Field as a wide receiver on the side. I mean, Nottingham have been trying to nail this passing game all year, and I think the return of their star quarterback has made a massive difference that time. Trent didn't have him in his sights at all. He was up there, it was great space, it was a great precise pass straight to him, and Nottingham very much deserving that touchdown.
Can you see us holding on to this lead?
I think, yeah, we've shaken their defence, and we're putting up points on them, and Trent just aren't managing anything. So, yeah, it's looking hopeful, and I think we can win this time round.
And as we've never won previously, what do you think it will mean to the boys to get this win, and for the captain and staff as well?
There's boys that have been in the team for 4 years now, like Alex Maxton, Matt Thorns. They really deserve this win, and I know they'll go absolutely berserk if we win this here, because Trent have been arrogant and not very nice basically over the last few years, because they've always been saying, oh, they're never going to beat us, never going to beat us, and now it's our year.
So we're definitely due a win.
Yeah, definitely.
So we have negative news for the first time today from the Lady Bay Stadium, as Trent have just made it 13-6. Luke, can you please talk us through that touchdown?
Well, all of the touchdowns we've had today have been passing touchdowns, and I think that's been the surprising thing from Uniov's point of view. For Trent, that's usually how they've got through us. So it's a little bit concerning to see them get on the board this early with that kind of thing. They sometimes penetrate the backfield of the Nottingham Uniov defence, so hopefully they're not going to continue doing that, and this was a little bit of a one-off.
This is very close to half-time, worryingly. We'll stay with you now for the kick. Number 52 for Trent is going to try and put this through the post, and he manages it to make it 13-7. So Trent, well and truly back in this game. We believe there has just been a third touchdown for the University of Nottingham, making the score 19-7, I think.
Okay, one referee thinks it's a touchdown, another one doesn't. So we're waiting on confirmation, but it could well be 19.
It counted. He's given it. It's 19-7 to the University of Nottingham. We await the kick to see if we can make it 27. Luke, we got a touchdown. Did you see it?
The quarterback can do no wrong today. I mean, he's complete way more than he's incomplete today. He's finding the receivers. They get in space and Trent cannot shut them down.
We have missed the kick, though, which means it remains 19-7 to the University of Nottingham. Freddie, do you think that's an unassailable lead?
Well, I hope so from here on in. It's been three touchdowns, is that right, in the first two quarters? So we've got two to play. So hopefully if we can get one more, it should be too far ahead for them to catch up.
Incredible performance from the University of Nottingham today. And we are minutes away now from halftime and a 19-7 lead going into the break. All right, we're joined now by Shahir at halftime. The University of Nottingham currently lead the game 19-7. Shahir, what a performance in the first half.
Yeah, it's really good, to be honest. Like, we've really turned up this time. We've got a bad record with them, but like, this is the one. We're going to beat them finally.
Yeah, can you see us hanging on to this lead in the second half?
We've got it in us. We're better than them. We're always better than them. We've always been better than them. Every time we've lost, it's because one person's messed up. They've made a mistake. But this time, we've riled each other up. We're ready for it. We're going to win.
And our quarterback is having a wonderful game. He can do no wrong at the minute. What do you make of his performance?
He's class. He's the best. He's better than their quarterback. He's the best in the league. He's the best one here.
What will this mean? Obviously, we've 15 previous attempts and not beaten Trent. Is this our time? What will this mean for the University of Nottingham in this Varsity Series?
It's just the beginning, because like, this is for our seniors, the ones that are leaving, who've been here for 7 years, who've been here for 4 years, they've gone every time and they've beaten us, and those guys, they don't have class. They laughed at our captain last time, you know, so we're here to make it for them. It's for the seniors.
Okay, so the third quarter has just ended.
I think it was an important quarter. Certainly wasn't as exciting as the previous ones, but we saw not even get the running game established with that last play there. We saw them nearly get a pick off on a bit of a wild throw from the Trent quarterback. So I think if you look beyond the score and you look at the finer points of that, I think that was an important quarter, and it might be the quarter in the end is enough to give Nottingham the lead that they need and the time that they need now to be able to pull it home.
But the most important thing of that quarter is that the score remained 19-7 to the University of Nottingham. You've got a little bit of a teaser for us, for our listeners.
I have. I mean, just in terms of what went on there, it looked like we'd had a UON turnover, which would have been quite significant at this later stage in the game and so close to UON's end zone. However, by the look of it, they're not going to call it a fumble, and we are going to continue with the Nottingham Uni offence. I think from now on, now we're into the fourth quarter, now we've got a 12-point lead, or more importantly, I suppose, a two-touchdown lead. We're going to be looking at a lot more running plays. We're going to be looking to run the clock down, I think, now. We're not going to want to let Trent have the ball for any longer than is necessary, so I think it's going to be an exciting fourth quarter.
How likely do you think it is that we can hang on to this, given that all the points were scored in two quarters and Trent only have now one quarter to make up the two touchdown gap?
Well, it's notoriously easy, especially with the timeout still remaining, for any team who are behind even by more points than this at this point in the game to make that score up. So it's certainly not out of reach for Trent at all now, but it's going to take some intelligent play calling from the coaches of part of the University of Nottingham, and most importantly, of course, it's going to take the players being out there in the middle performing, not making any mistakes and not turning the ball over.
It's just been confirmed that the University of Nottingham did not score that fourth touchdown.
Yeah, no, it's still a significant moment. It means that Trent have lost the opportunity to take the ball up the field again and try and break down this 19-7 scoreline. I think it's difficult from where we were seeing to see the full result of it, and it wasn't, in fact, a pick six, as I believe somebody originally suggested. However, it was still a very significant moment for Nottingham and one that could potentially seal up the game for them.
The scenes of jubilation are currently put on ice, yeah. As it is not 25-7. The score remains 19-7, but very little time now for Nottingham Trent to get back into this one, and hopefully we can hang on. Luke, what is happening?
Well, that's pretty much it. It's always difficult when you get towards an American football game, because with the timeouts and the options for a play, it's always possible, in theory at least, for something else to happen. But what Nottingham are going to do now is they're going to basically just run the clock down. They're going to take a knee there, which means the clock will continue to run down. I think Trent are now out of timeouts. They're not going to be able to take anything else. So as the chants of our time ring out from the bench of the University of Nottingham, they know it. Everyone around here in Lady Bay knows it. Nottingham have won Varsity American Football.
There it is! We have officially won won the American football varsity for the first time in 7 years. We've beaten Trent for the first time in 15 attempts. Unbelievable scenes here at Lady Bay.
That's it, that's varsity.
That is unbelievable. What do you make of that, sir?
As a previous player from last year, I think this is just amazing. To see the progression of the team coming from getting beat last year at varsity, playing myself, it was a really sad moment. And now, this is just scenes of jubilation. I literally could hug and kiss you. Well done, fella. Well done. Proud to be a part of University of Nottingham.
Thanks a lot, mate. And can you see a marked improvement this year from the team of last year? Is it a matter of we've really progressed?
I mean, I feel like the coaching has just improved. Everyone's gotten their head into the zone. Like, we lost some good players last year. We gained some good players this year. Number three, the guy who picked the ball, he's a talented fella. And he's really carried the team for us. And we're just grateful, man. Really happy to win varsity and be here to see it.
Can you believe it, James?
I don't believe it, Nick. We've won. I can't. With 25 attempts at beating Trent.
15.
Something, a lot of numbers. We have tried so many times. This is the first time we've ever won. And it means so much. And everyone's storming the pitch, including us. Let's go.
Luke, give us an actual knowledgeable rundown of what happened.
Well, we've won a game because we played solid offence. When the going got tough and when the pressure was on, even though we threw a couple of interceptions, we were able to make up for it on defence. We played a really strong game. They absolutely deserve to win that. The lads can be proud of themselves.
Unbelievable. The scenes here. It's the first win in 15 attempts over Trent. Oh, the crowd are going wild. We're going to try and get an interview with one of the players.
Get it, Nick.
You can just hear the reaction, the jubilation. We're going to try and find Gaffer. Gaffer, mate, can we grab you for an interview?
Right now? 1 second.
You can just see the emotion. Trent looked devastated. And so they should be. This Trent team will go down in history as the worst Trent American football team.
The first Trent American football team to lose the University of Nottingham in history.
Can I add something? Because I don't think this is so much a Trent team that lost as a Nottingham team that's won, and it has won today. You know, it's outplayed Trent everywhere. In terms of the defence, it wasn't necessarily that Trent were failing, but it was that Nottingham's passes were so on point. It was that their receivers were just in the right position, and then when it switched over and the Nottingham team went under defence, then they were able just to keep that pressure on at all times. So this is a Nottingham win more than a Trent loss today.
An absolutely fantastic 19-7, two touchdowns clear. The University of Nottingham were at the final whistle. We lost three Bucks games to this team this year, and yet when it mattered, the University of Nottingham team came good. Freddie, give us some reaction.
Well, it was a fantastic game. Heart of Nottingham.
We've got the spectator who called the win at the fourth touchdown that didn't count.
Visionary. Yeah, this is just amazing to see. First time in forever. We've never beat Trent before. And to be fair, we absolutely smashed them. It wasn't close. We absolutely smashed them. Two scores.
Thoroughly deserved.
Congratulations to players.
Oh, unbelievable. We're going to try and find Gaffer because he is the man who has made this happen. The captain of the American football. He called it when he came to URN on media day. He said we would do it. He said we were confident. He said if we played well, we could make it. And we did. So I'm joined now by the American football captain, Gaffer. Gaffer, mate, you called it. You called it when you came into our studios. You came into our studios. You told me you could do it, and you've done it. First time in seven attempts. How does it feel?
It feels amazing. It's been quite incredible. And, you know, I really want to soak in this moment. I don't want to leave this field right now. So,
an absolutely incredible performance from the boys today. Yeah. You said that every time we've played Trent this year, three times, three losses, but every time it's been our mistakes, we've lost it. Yeah. Today we won it. What do you make of the boys' performance out there?
I think it's incredible, and I think everyone gave everything to the last whistle, and I'm so proud of them right now. And to be leaving this program right now, I feel like this couldn't have gone better. I'm so happy for everyone. I'm so happy for them next year. It's going to be incredible, and I'm just so happy. That's all I can say right now.
Off you go, mate. Enjoy. We've got number 74 here. What does this mean for you to be a part of the team that beats Trent for the first time in seven tries?
It means everything. I'm a rookie this year that ends up also graduating this year, but I've been here for one hell of a time. We started off so well, best you have ever had, getting to the semi-finals in the Nationals, to the quarterfinals, and then losing to Trent there was gutting. It was gutting, but now they didn't see it coming, and we have made history, the first team to ever have beaten them in a varsity.
In the first year, obviously as your first year, has it really been ingrained into you, the passion and the real drive behind this club? Obviously they've never won varsity, but you can see it now, just the excitement in the team.
Oh God, yeah. The vets, people have been here for years, they're the ones who give us the passion to play, and the coaches, they've been sitting here years and years on end without a victory against Trent, but they haven't let their heads down. They've gone into new games, they've used new tactics, but every player has kept that passion alive, and it inspires the new players. It inspires the new players that come into the team. So it's all on the vets and it's all on the coaches.
You're listening to URN Sports.